Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Bennett Automotive Group, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Bennett Automotive Group, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron.
No problem. Glad to do it, Jason.
Coach, we get the scrimmage up in South Carolina with Ashley Ridge up there in Somerville, South Carolina. We played on a Saturday. We're supposed to play the game on a Friday, and then weather looked like it wasn't going to work with us, so we rescheduled the game. And in fact, it rained cats and dogs up there Friday night. So I thought the field was in pretty good shape. And, you know, I looked underneath the stands, Coach, where it rained. It was just puddled with water, and the field was in pretty good condition.
Yes, it was. I was actually shocked. He told me they were having a JV jamboree that morning on the field. And he's a young head coach. Uh-huh. And I said, Shane, I said, don't you think that's going to tear your field up? And he goes, well, you know, we'll make sure we'll move it to the practice field if it's too wet or whatever. You couldn't even tell anybody had been on it. It was in great shape other than you couldn't tell what yard line you were on, right, and the painting maybe or something. But it rained so much they couldn't get out there and paint it. But it was great facility. Great location, all that stuff. It was a good place to play.
Well, that place was in the middle of nowhere. We kept driving, and it just kind of opened up. But, Coach, we win the game. 43-0 is the score after three quarters, and then 50-22 is the final. They put 22 points on the board in the fourth quarter. I'm assuming in the fourth quarter we were taking a look at the JV kids and the kids that were going to be on the freshman team by that point.
Well, we were. Now, we didn't take any freshmen. We had a couple of freshmen with us, but, you know, it was our, you know, what we call our bite and our call group and, our younger kids. And, yeah, you know, that was the only disappointing thing, I guess. You know, when we started putting those kids in, it didn't go as well as it could have. But, you know, all in all, I felt like we had a really good day.
Okay. Coach, some of the things I noticed, I guess I'll start with Quan Floyd. Who, you know, was our pick for player of the week. Three rushing touchdowns. He's a kid that you moved over from defensive back primarily last year. Now he's playing running back mostly, if not exclusively. And he had a really good day, I felt like.
Oh, he did. And, that's why, you know, there's two reasons we moved him is, you know, when I watched him last year and I watched him in the weight room this offseason, I felt like he had a chance to be a special running back. And we had a young man named Xavier Holzendorf who did not play as a junior that came back out that started as a sophomore in the secondary. And so Xavier being in the secondary enabled us to have Quan more on offense. And, you know, Quan's going to play both ways. He had a really, really good day. And quite honestly, we had to change sides with him a little bit because Deontay Cole was out, a little banged up, and we held Deontay out. So it was good to see Quan finally do the things that we felt like he could do.
This is the Jeff Heron Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned Deontay Cole being out. For the folks of Camden fans that might have been looking for him, let's talk a little bit about him. He's okay. It's just mostly precautionary, right?
Yeah, he tweaked his knee, I guess you'd call it, in our camp up at Epworth, and we just didn't want to take any chances with him. And you know, he could have played if he needed to, but it was a scrimmage, and we didn't want to. Like I said, we didn't want to take any chances. Plus, you know, we kind of, you know, Deontay played last year. We know kind of what he can do. We wanted to see what Quan could do, and we wanted to see what Jamarley Riddle could do. And, both of them wound up with pretty high marks in my mind.
Coach, calling that football game as good of a game as Quan Floyd had, and I don't want to take anything away from it, watching Jamarley Riddle, you used the word the last time we spoke, special with Jamarley Riddle, and then the first time I get to see him play, from up in the booth, he just jumped off the field. I felt like he had a really good game too. And I think that word that you use, special, is when Coach Heron says a kid's special, that grabs people's attention.
Well, I don't know. I've certainly missed a few times, I guess. But, you know, last year, Jamarley was just another sophomore, you know. But he's worked hard in the weight room, and he's gotten a little bigger, stronger, more confident. And really, we saw it in the spring. It was just something there, and, you know, it jumped out at me. And, you know, he went out there and showed it the other day. He's special on both sides of the ball. And got a bright future ahead of him, you know. And again, he is special. And I think he brings a lot to us on both sides of the ball. But we've got several kids back there in the backfield that I think can do that as well.
I tell you, another kid to me that jumped off the field was Sage Roche.
Yes.
I was super impressed with him, and you know, he lines up as receiver and he just kind of looks the part, and then you know, he caught a really pretty touchdown pass where he's in the middle of the open in the middle of the field and just kind of strolls in, and he had a great one where he went up and over the defensive back and snatched the ball from him. Talk a little bit about him, Coach.
Well, Sage Roche has had a rough time getting to this point. He's endured a lot of injuries and things, and he hasn't played in a football game, I guess, since his sophomore year. So, you know, him out there, you know, it was like watching a really talented thoroughbred colt that, you know, hadn't quite gotten his legs under him yet. But as the game wore on, he just kept getting better and better. And Sage is really talented and just missed all last year. And so we got to see that, you know, on Saturday. And got to watch him, you know, it's just still rusty, but he's got a chance to be a real big weapon for us.
Coach, you threw the ball 15 times in that football game. Was that by design?
Is that true?
I think so.
It must have been the heat getting to us. The heat must have got to us. I don't know. But, you know, it was by design. I mean, Mason Robinson, our quarterback, he throws the ball well. You know, he lets his feet get him in trouble sometimes in terms of accuracy, but he's working on it. And, you know, Mason did not play last year. He missed the entire year. He broke his collarbone in the first JV game. So he's really still, you know, a babe in the woods, so to speak, but he's really talented. And we wanted to put him in some situations, you know, where he had to throw it. We had to protected and see how he did. And, you know, he's not perfect yet, but I think you saw, like I did, the potential is definitely there. And if he continues to improve, you know, that'll become more of our game. I mean, you know, I've never had a problem with throwing. Contrary to popular opinion, I've never had a problem with throwing the ball. It's just you got to have the right guy to throw it, the right guy to catch it, you know, and you've got to – my thing is this. I've always wanted to throw the ball when we want to throw it, not when you had to throw it. And so, you know, our offense is you hit them in the mouth, you hit them in the mouth, you fool misdirection, and then you take shots over top and play action. And Mason, I think, has got a chance to be really good at that.
Coach, I felt like we did a really good job defensively. I felt like we had a lot of pressure on the quarterback. We only gave up 24 yards rushing. Talk about our front seven.
Well, I told them after the game that, you know, I felt like we played better defensively Saturday than we did at any point last year. And, you know, we've tweaked our style a little bit. Mm-hmm. We've spent a lot of time on it this offseason. You know, I've been very, very fortunate that I've hired some really, really good defensive assistants that, you know, have bolstered that side of the ball from a coaching standpoint. And, We have a really, really good defensive staff. And so the kids are being scrutinized every play. There's no place to hide. The expectations for them are, you know, greater than they ever were last year, I guess. And, you know, I told them at the end of the season, guys, I said, we have got to be better on defense. It's the bottom line. We've got to be better on defense. And I said, we're going to be. I said, partly because we have to be, and, you know, more importantly, it's our key to success in our region. And I've told you this before, Jason. Everybody in Region 1 used to play great defense. You know, know, I did not notice that last year. It's a different region. And so if we can get back to those days of just being a team that everybody dreads to play because their defense is going to be so physical and hard-hitting and running to the ball, if we can get back to that, then it certainly speeds up our progression of getting back to where we want to be.
You're listening to Coach Jeff Herron's show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. More to come after this.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. 2 locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Bennett Automotive Group, and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, we were talking about how well your defense played against Ashley Ridge. Talk about some of the things that you felt like in the scrimmage game your team did well, maybe some things that we still need to work on.
Well, you know, we talked about defense. I felt like we played pretty well defensively until we put the young kids in, and then it fell off some. But, you know, I felt like we executed. We're much further along offensively right now than we were this time last year in things that we can do. You know, we've got several different, you know, we ran option. We ran our normal stuff. We ran, you know, like I said, some option. We ran a lot more counters than we had in until, you know, last year at all. And that just comes from having an off season together. So I felt like we're further along offensively now. We're still, you know, we're not perfect at it. We still got to polish and get rid of some things or tweak some things. You know, so I felt like we're just further along offensively. But the thing that disappointed me probably more than anything was our kicking game. You know, we didn't punt with our first punt group. It's hard to say. We had our first punt block looked pretty good, but, you know, we ran into the punter. We had a great return, and we ran into the punter, and we wound up getting a blindside block on the same one, you know. So the potential's there because of the kind of returners we have. But, you know, we missed a field goal. Our kickers did not kick like they had been kicking in practice. You know, I don't know. It's a grass field, had a crown on it. You know, you could make all kinds of excuses. But, you know, they didn't do it last year. And, you know, I told someone earlier that, you know, we had the region player of the year last year, a kicker named Adonis Coyle that was special. But I think we got a chance to be even better this year. Gabe Kaysen, who went to some national kicking camp this summer, and they rated him as a 4.5-star kicker. And he, at times, looks the part. Now he really does. But, you know, he's got Aiden Tesh breathing down his neck that, you know, matches him kick for kick, punt for punt. So, you know, if we play tomorrow, I mean, I don't know who will start and I don't know who will kick the most, because both of us have been a really healthy competition for both of them. But they didn't kick as well as it had been in practice. And some of that, they're probably a little leg weary this time of year. But they got a chance to be really good. But, you know, our kickoff coverage was atrocious. I might have ran one back the way we covered kicks up there the other day. But we got to get better in the kicking game. I didn't feel like we blocked well an extra point field goal. You know, again, first time we've done it live. But we've definitely got to improve that this week.
Coach, talk about Jake Lindsey returning on defense. We were talking about good things. And, you know, when we were calling the game, we didn't have an opportunity to really call his name, but I think that his impact on the field from that safety position defensively, even when you're not calling his name, you still feel his impact from what he does on the field.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Jake's so smart, you know, coach's kid, gym rat, you know, whatever you want to use. But he gets us lined up, makes a lot of checks, all that stuff, and he enjoys playing defense. He enjoys being physical. And, that always helps everybody around him. And, you know, we didn't let him have an impact on offense. We were trying to see what other kids could do, because we know what Jake can do. But we're trying to develop some depth that doesn't involve him, you know, so he doesn't have to play both ways as much as he did last year.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I'm assuming you're probably referring to running back. Coach, you had 6 different running backs carry the ball more than once. Is that something we're going to see moving forward?
I think so. I mean, I said it earlier, we got depth there. But, you know, as soon as you say that, you know, then you wind up not having depth. But, we have Deontay, who didn't play. We have Jamar Lee Riddle. We have Quan Ford. We have Bama Braden Ritz on the other side. We have Nick Pichette, and, fullbacks. We've got Jaden Daly. We've got Jordan James at fullback. We've got Justin James at halfback. Shamarion Gibbs at halfback. We've got any of those kids, I think, could go in and we can win with them. And, some of them play defense, of course. But, you know, if they were forced to play both ways, I think we'd still be okay. And, that's the Camden I remember. Had a lot of kids like that that could go out there. And when you do that, they're having to compete daily. And when they do that, they all get better. So, I don't think that's a stretch at all. I mean, you go back and look at our history through the years, we'd always have a lot of running backs touch the ball and stay fresh. And that's the plan right now.
This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we've been talking about, you know, guys like Jay Lindsey and Jamar Lee Riddle and, you know, those guys in the trenches, those poor guys don't get mentioned as often as those skill set guys. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the guys on our defensive line and the offensive line and your thoughts on those guys.
Well, I've been really pleased, especially defensive line-wise. I just think we're better fundamentally than we have been with a young group. The names I'm going to throw out at you, I think there's only one senior in a bunch, and that's Christian Dallas, our nose guard, strongest kid on the team. And, you know, he's flanked by 2 junior defensive ends, Dylan Higginbotham and Denigel Cooper, who both I feel like will be big-time college prospects and, just hard-working kids, hard-nosed kids. And I felt like those 3 played really well the other day. And, you know, behind them, we've got sophomore Malachi Mallon and junior nose guard Amari Thomas. We played Roland Baker there a little bit, you know, and our other end is Kanan Graham, who actually started the other day because Denigel had been out with an injury. And Kanan had just come out of nowhere and played really well. He's kind of like Jamar Lee, you know, he was just not a factor really last year. You know, played JV, okay. Had a great offseason, and he's a big kid that can play. So, you know, I feel like we've got 6, 7, 8, 9 kids there that we can rotate in. Offensive line-wise, we're Caden Thompson, who started for us last year, is the only returner. But you know, he's a really good player, a very smart player. Zach Owens, who's had another JV guy last year, had his arm in a sling half the year. But he is playing really well for us. We have a young kid that played freshman last year. Didn't know what we had, named Tazio Rosso. He's going to be special. I promise you that. He's already really good, but he's just a sophomore, And those guys are kind of our interior folks. And then, our outside, our tackle situation is still competition a little bit. Gavin Wright's probably been the most consistent. We got him and Roland Baker kind of battling. And on the other side, we got E.J. Kerbo and Caden Copeland that are battling for the other position. And so the competition's been good for them, but I feel good about them. It's their second year of doing it, so they have a better understanding of what we're trying to do. And, when you call a play, it means something to them right now in terms of understanding. So, our tight end position, which is very important for us, and we play two of them a lot, sometimes four. But Cameron Chandler, who just a backup last year, didn't play a lot. It's really became a physical force for us at tight end. Antonio Woods, who was a defensive back last year, but he's 6'4", 6'5", kid that we've just moved to tight end, but's doing real well. And then we've got two that played a lot last year, Ian Peterson and Cooper Thornhill, who are starting on defense. So, we can always reach into the bag and get those.
This is the Jeff Herron Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. More to come right now. These words from our sponsors. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures. 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, last year, we're going to be hosting Columbia, the Eagles. We hosted them last year as well, and last year we beat them 31-0 in our season opener last year. That team that we played last year, I'll be honest, I wasn't, we handled them pretty well on the field. They went on to have a really good year. They went 8-4. They made the playoffs, won themselves a playoff game.
In Elberton County.
Right. And then got knocked out in the second round, but they got knocked out by Swainsboro, who ended up in the Final Four.
Yeah.
So they had themselves a pretty good year. So this is a good football team.
It really is. They have a lot of kids back. I mean, we were looking at their I was watching their playoff games this week, and I was shocked. I mean, honestly, I was shocked because they didn't look anything like the team that we played in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a credit to the coaching staff. I mean, he's not been there long. He's got them going, and they're playing well. And then when I looked at the roster, I got a little worried because they're dang near all back. So, yeah, we had them. I watched film of them against Elbert County, and, Elbert's always good. And they got the Granite Bowl. You got to go there and play and everything. And they went on the road to the Granite Bowl and just wore Elbert out.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They lost to Swainsboro the next week on another long road trip. But they had a great season, And so, the problem with it right now to me is this. Our kids look at it like, they beat them, 30-0 last year and a half or whatever. I don't think they understand it's not the same team. And I used the illustration when I was at Cedar Shoals. I scheduled Valdosta because I wanted our kids to understand, you know, what that was like. And we came down the first year, and the trip about killed us. Valdosta about killed us, and it was 35-0 at halftime. And the next year, though, we had a lot of guys back. We made the same trip, played the same team. But the next year, we were leading 10-6 with 2 minutes to go in the game and wound up getting beat 14-10. Mm. So I use that illustration to them that, hey, we're not going to play the team that we played last year in the opening game. Hopefully they're not going to either. Hopefully we're better. But I know I've watched enough film to tell you that they are much, much improved from where they were last year. They've just learned to win. And, right now we have not. So that's where we lie, and it's important that we continue to learn to win.
What do you expect to see from them, Coach?
Well, last year, toward the latter part of the season, they became a much more option quarterback run out of the gun team. They still throw it. They throw it deep some. They throw it shallow pretty well. But the quarterback's a really good player, and then they had two really good running backs that are both back. They've got a big-time college prospect that plays receiver, plays some running back, plays defensive back. The one advantage I think we have is that a lot of their kids are having to play both ways. Mm-hmm. And, we've got some kids that will play both ways, but, hopefully not as many as them. And certainly, hopefully that can be an advantage for us in an August football game.
The Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, this is a game where we played it at home last year. We're playing at home again this year. I'm assuming that we agree to that, or we bought them out.
Yes, sir. We bought them out. They're in DeKalb County, mm-hmm. getting almost no money for football budgets and stuff like that. So, like he told me last year, he said, going on a trip like this for our kids is huge. And, it helped them. They went on the road in the playoffs and won a game and, had to make another trip to Swainsboro. So, it was good for them. It's good for us. Every time we play at home, we make money at the gate. The band makes money at the concession stand. The cheerleaders make money selling programs. So, everybody wins when we play at home, even when we buy people out.
Gotcha. Coach, what's this week? I know it's, we're not very far into it. You've had a couple of days of practice. What's it look like, kids' mentality? Any injuries that we should be aware of?
No, I don't think so. First week of the first game week, we're in our third week of school, and so we're kind of in a routine right now, and hoping that the weather doesn't become a factor like it has been. Between weather and heat, we've had a really hard time getting outside and practicing, but hopefully that'll improve, and hopefully we'll get a good weather night on Friday, although it doesn't look great right now.
Yep. Thank you for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.
Coach, appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you, Jason.